Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Starting off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before is a small group led by trumpeter Clyde Hurley. One of the great trumpeters joins us today with Murray McEachran on alto sax, Babe Rusin on tenor sax, Tommy Todd on piano, Dave Barber on guitar, Arnie Bernstein on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. The song is called I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. The group recorded it in 1946, and it was written by Fats Waller and Harry Link. And they start off our show, which is a selection of recordings from the late 1920s through to the late 1950s. We've got some fine big bands for you. We've got some wonderful small groups, and I think we've even got a singer or two for you this morning. Well, talking of big bands, we are going to go to two now in our next set. We'll start with the one led by Count Basie in 1938. They'll bring us a recording called Dogging Around, and it was written by Edgar Battle. That's the Count Basie Orchestra, one of the great bands of the century. And then we will go forward 6 years to Edmund Hall and his All-Star Quintet. Edmund, one of the preeminent clarinet players of the time. He's joined on this recording by Red Norvo on vibraphone, Teddy Wilson on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Johnny Williams on bass, and of course Edmund himself on clarinet. They'll bring us a recording of a song that Edmund wrote himself, and that is Blue Interval. And then we'll go back to 1938 for our other big band, and that's the one led by Don Redman. Well, he was a composer, conductor, and arranger, and led a very fine band from the 1920s, 30s, and later. And they will join us today with the jazz standard Muhlenberg Joys, written by Paul Maris, Jelly Roll Morton, and Leon Rapolo. And that'll be 1938. And we're going to start with Count Basie from 1938, Dogging Around. Thank you. You've just been listening to the fabulous orchestra of Don Redman from 1938, Meilenberg Joys. Before them, we heard from Edmund Hall and his All-Star Quintet from 1944, Blue Interval, written by Edmund himself. And we started off with Count Basie, Dogging Around from 1938. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to recordings from the 20s through to the 1950s. And our next recording is actually from the 1920s to 1926. And it was made by the orchestra led by Jean Gould Kett. He led a fabulous orchestra way back when, and one of the members of which was Bix Beiderbecke, a legendary trumpeter and cornetist. I'm sure Bix is playing on this one. It's their recording of the song Blue River, which was written by Albert Bryan and Joseph Meyer. And then we're going to go forward 10 years to 1936 to our other two recordings in the set. And the first one of those two is from Benny Goodman and his orchestra. And they are going to join us with a song written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. It's a Fletcher Henderson arrangement of Love Me or Leave Me, that great jazz standard. Benny Goodman, of course, the great bandleader and clarinetist, and he and Fletcher Henderson had a wonderful partnership in the 1930s, Fletcher being an arranger on many of his recordings of that time. Then we're going to go to Billie Holiday. Now, she'd started out in her recording career about 3 years earlier. That was 1933. At this point, she's recording for the Brunswick label during a series of sessions organized by pianist Teddy Wilson and others. And joining Billie in the studio this day is Bunny Berrigan on trumpet, Artie Shaw on clarinet. The piano is from Joe Bushkin, not Teddy Wilson in this case, but Joe, a very fine pianist. Dick McDonough on guitar, Pete Peterson on bass, and the ever-present Cozy Cole on drums. The song, written by Harold Adamson and Walter Donaldson, is called Did I Remember? And that's from 1936. And we'll start with Jean Gould Kett and Blue River. Thank you.
to me uplift thy breast and caress. Blue River, Blue River, till it's all my hopes go drifting down your stream. Can't we both forget that bright summer night in our little canoe, when the blue eyes lost their light as we whispered adieu. When I hear your lonesome song, something's wrong. Blue River, Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you. Thank you.
grow. You were in my arms, and that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you're mine?
Listening to Billie Holiday and Friends from 1936 with the song Did I Remember? Before that, Benny Goodman and his orchestra from the same year with Walter Donaldson's Love Me or Leave Me, arranged by Fletcher Henderson. And we started out with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra and the trumpet of Big Spiderbeck on the recording of Blue River from 1926. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to songs from many years ago, from the late 1920s through to the late 1950s. We bring songs like this, or recordings like this, to you every Sunday morning at this time. I do hope you enjoy them, and we have a fine selection for you this morning of singers and big bands and small groups. And coming up from 1938, which seems to be our year this year so far, we have a recording from a big band and a singer. The big band is led by Chick Webb, fabulous drummer. And the singer is, yes, it's Ella Fitzgerald, a very young Ella Fitzgerald, just starting out and showing distinctive signs of that wonderful voice. They'll be joining us with a song written by Edgar Sampson and Benny Goodman called If Dreams Come True. And then forward to 1944, and one of the great jazz artists of all time, and that's Sidney Bechet. Now, this is a recording of a song that he wrote himself called Blue Horizon. It's a very mellow recording, very wistful, and I think Sidney and his colleagues do a very fine job of it, as always. Sidney is joined by Sidney de Paris on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone. Sidney's on soprano sax, and he may also be on clarinet on this one. George Pops Foster on bass, the wonderful Art Hodes on piano, and Mansi Johnson on drums. And that will be Blue Horizon from 1944. And then forward to 1959, and we'll hear from the Bobby Hackett Quartet. Well, Bobby, of course, a wonderful trumpeter with a lovely, lovely sound. This morning, actually, we're going to hear him on the cornet, which he was also a very fine exponent of. And he and his quartet will bring us a song written by Ned Washington, Lee Wiley, and Victor Young called Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere. Joining Bobby in the studio, Pepe Morale on piano, Bill Cronk on bass, and Buzzy Druten on drums. And we'll start with Chick Webb and a young Ella Fitzgerald, If Dreams Come True.
Thank you.
been listening to the gorgeous trumpet of Bobby Hackett along with his quartet and the song Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere, recorded in 1959. Before them, from 1944, the legendary Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jasmine, Blue Horizon, a composition by Sidney himself. And we started out with Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald, If Dreams Come True, written by Edgar Sampson and Benny Goodman.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO-FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're enjoying songs recorded between the late 20s and the late 1950s. Our next recording is from 1939, tenor saxman Bud Freeman. He made so many recordings in the studio, played with a number of different groups, and was just a wonderful exponent of the tenor sax. He and his friends are bringing us a song written by Harold Arlen called As Long As I Live. And Bud is joined by Max Kaminski on trumpet, Brad Gowans, trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Dave Bauman on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Clyde Newman on bass, and the wonderful Dave Tuff on drums. All very familiar names to those who listen to the show. Wonderful artists. And then we'll go to 1958. To a very familiar voice, a very much loved voice, and that is Frank Sinatra. Well, he is now recording for the Capitol label, accompanied on this recording by Nelson Riddle. He's also going to bring us a song written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, but we will hear the lyrics, it being Frank, of course. And the song is called I've Got the World on a String, Frank Sinatra from 1958. And then another gorgeous voice, and this will be Mel Torme from 1954. What a beautiful delivery and tone he had. Made many, many recordings, and they're all quite exquisite. And another Harold Arlen composition, this time with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Mel recorded it in 1954, My Shining Hour. And we'll start with Bud Freeman and Friends, As Long As I Live.
Thank you. spring, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, man, this is a lie. Hey now, I'm so in
shining hour, young and happy and bright. Through the night, your face will flower. Through the darkness and the light, like the lights of home before me, like an angel watching o'er me, this will be my shining hour till I'm with you. Like the lights of home before me, like an angel watching o'er me, this will be my shining hour till I'm with you again, till I'm with you again. Shining hour, okay?
And we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today, and I do hope you enjoyed our recordings from the old days. And do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And I do hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we have one more song for you this morning, written by Cole Porter. It's called What Is This Thing Called Love? And it's brought to us by Corky Corcoran on tenor sax, Emmett Berry on trumpet, and other wonderful musicians in the studio that day in 1945. Here's Corky Corcoran.